He's like, well, let me look at the results. And he looked through everything. And then he's like, yep, yep, you're doing good. He goes, nothing new. And also anything that was left from the abscess from my last hospitalization, that is gone as well. So
yay.
I proceeded to text everybody in my, I was super excited mm-hmm. when I walked out. You guys were some of the, you were the first five, I think, that I texted.
So Curtis was first?
Obviously.
Clearly. Yeah. So, however, the winner of the responses is one Mr. Big Fatty, because he has decided that my new drag name is Nona Nodules, which did make me laugh. So that nice. Was
perhaps
so
that was you can so- debut that if there's another NOLA event and you could be NOLA Nona Nodules.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
The winner is one Mr. Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2785 of the BFO for right the 28th of September 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna try to catch up on some stuff on my list. Yes, Big Fatty!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known, from her heights to her dairy area. Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, 3 months, Big a trimester. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope you're right. It's going well. Y'all, you're 3 months and three monthers because y'all, can you believe it? Big Fatty has been retired. I've been retired for 3 months. Yes, Big Fatty, it just seems like yesterday for Vader. Well, probably so. Although I did just get a textimonium from Vader that the gas cloud over the coal mine has lifted. And it's a win-win for everyone. So y'all, it'll be my third retirement pension check in the e-letters today. Yes, Big Fatty.
Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it a heart, and your wish will come true.
Yeah, I see y'all. I said I'd gotten a kid from that Peter G, and it was in an orange envelope. Yes, Big Fatty, matches your hat nicely. And I said I wasn't sure if it was a gay grandma card or not, and I wasn't sure if I could open it, if I should open it. Big Fatty. Peter G says, "Oh, Big Fatty, gay crema is a long celebration. Go ahead and open it." So y'all, we're gonna open it right now. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Oh, and y'all, there's a little ghost in here. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it says, "Booze." And y'all, there's four ghosts on the front of it. One's got a glass of wine, one's got a martini, one's got a beer, and one's got a cocktail. And you open it up, and it says, "Here's to spending Halloween in good spirits. Dear Big Fatty, happy gay crema season. May you have unlimited Tanqueray and tonics and an unlimited supply of gentlemen callers. Thank you for calling. Love of that Peter G." Well, Peter G, thank you so much. That's just as lovely just as lovely as it can be. And it is gay crema season, y'all. There's no doubt about it. And y'all, speaking of an unlimited number of gentlemen callers, y'all, I gave you the report on yesterday's little show about the one gentleman caller that came back five or six times because he enjoyed the special chair so much. Y'all, I forgot to mention that with each of those visits, there was also Humpity Bumpity Big Fatty. Nah, there go the Cheerios. Y'all, it was more than just yes, Big Fatty. It involved all kinds of never mind. Move the show forward.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today, y'all, it's been in my e-letter since the 5th of September, y'all, it's from a straight boyfriend, my international straight boyfriend, my number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and he says, dear Ask Big Fatty, hello Big Fatty, I'm not too good at regional American accents, but my question is this, are we hearing a South Carolina accent, Georgia, or a mixture of both? XO. And, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the questions. Always gives Big Fatty a chubby. I mean, it's always lovely, just lovely to hear from my straight boyfriend. And this is an excellent question. This is an excellent question. And, I don't know that I have a definitive answer to this, but I can assure you that part of the accent is from Hatlanta, and y'all, that's emphasis on hat, cause y'all, my father, the orange hat, y'all, he had his own vocabularium. I think that there's probably just Big Fatty, I think your accent's being influenced by what you had for lunch today. Big Fatty Vulgar, that stinks.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Yeah. Big Fatty, this is Scotty, your American butler. And I'm here at the glorious monument at Mount Rushmore of our four great former presidents. I don't really know if all four of them were great, but they're up there. And I've had my hat off, my hand on my heart. I've been humming Star Spangled Banner. I'm calling you on AT&T, the Patriot Network. But someone in our party, I won't say who, but her last name is Bacon, has been Snapchatting herself with funny faces and googly glasses and bucks. Funny teeth with the money behind this certain person.
You do not get ice cream.
Anyway, I'm not saying who it is, but we'll leave it up to your listeners to decide. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. I know I've had that one for a month of Sundays. Let's just see, when did these come in? The early part of September on the tooth. Just trying to catch up on them, and I'm so glad that you got to see Mount Rushmore. Y'all, by the way, By the way, they had the head of household competition on the Big Brother app. The part two was kind of like the Big Brother. They called it Mount Evictmore or something like that. And so, and but they the shot a ray gun and it put up the faces of different house guests. And y'all, if you hadn't heard yet, that KC. Was the big winner of the Big Brother app. Tyler came in second. It was a vote of 5-4. JC was evicted, and Tyler won the America's favorite player. And y'all, we're gonna have a final. We're gonna have a final, but first on Monday night over there at Pride48.com, we've invited everybody who's been on the little show all season to come join us for a round table. Yes, Big Fatty, what's wrong with a square table?
Is there a signal? Big Fatty, this is Scotty, your Aussie battler, or should I say American battler, because I have practically gotten my US passport thanks to Kathy Bacon. Now, I'm going to send you this photo as well, but I think there's a giant version of the sling here in South Dakota, and Kathy Bacon is going to tell you the name of it, which should probably be the name of your special chair. I said sling, didn't I? What should be the name of your special chair? Kathy Bacon, here you are.
Easy glider.
Get it? Easy glider?
Gross.
We think it's funny and gross, but we don't even know what the special chair looks like because we are innocent. We are southern. We're not really southern here, are we?
No, Midwest.
We're Midwestern bells from South Dakota with pure minds. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Scotty and Miss Bacon. And Scotty and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it's lovely that you wanted to name the special chair. And I think this is an excellent. This is an excellent name for it. Yes, Big Fatty, it'd be especially nice if it was a glider or a two-seater. Is that what you're saying? Yes, Big Fatty, can you imagine a two-seater special chair? Well, I'm sure they make them, but anyway, I don't think I've ever seen a two-seater a special chair. Big Fatty, I'm sure that there's probably a sectional, a room-sized sectional also. Big Fatty, how did we get on this?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Scotty. Finally, after 3 days of my usual eating totally healthy and twisting Kathy Bacon's arm to eat vegetables with me, we've done a little treat and we've gone to Five Guys Burgers, which, can I say, is far better than Whataburger, where Adam goes. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That is Scotty again during his trip to South Dakota. And Scotty, thank you so much for the update. I've never had a Whataburger, but I do agree with you that the Five Guys hamburgers are just delicious. And y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Mr. Cackle just figured out probably within the past 2 months or so that they have the peanut butter milkshakes, and y'all, he gets one of those and he starts touching himself inappropriately. Big Fatty, I like their French fried potatoes. Oh, they're delicious. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, and cue the music. I've got to ask you something.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, we've got two Ask Big Fatty questions today. And our second one comes from the little Aussie battler. Y'all, that's Scotty. Scotty, what you got?
Okay, I'm in Aberdeen. I'm in the car with
Kathy Bacon.
Kathy Bacon, can you believe it? And my question is, where can we go for lunch? Kathy's asked me, and I said, I want all-American lunch. And she said, what does that mean? And I said, Applebee's, Arby's, Taco Bell, green olives or whatever it's called, olive gardens or something. And she said no to all of those. So I don't know. Where can I go? All American lunch. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, first of all, once again, that's Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hand out advice to folks visiting the U.S. of A. And for lunch, let's see, Big Fatty, you've got a lot of places for lunch. It's true. I would suggest, I'd suggest the Green Goat, but it's gone out of business. Maybe the Swig and Swine. Or the Okra Grill, those are both two of Big Fatty's favorites. Big Fatty, do they have those in South Dakota? Well, it really doesn't matter because Scotty's already back home in the future. So anyway, next time, try the Swig and Swine or the Okra Grill. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty, my name is Dan. I'm calling from Albany, New York. I've actually listened to the Game Night guys for a couple of years now, and they had kept mentioning your show, so I thought, oh, I better check this out. And I was definitely unsure of what to make of the show, couldn't make heads or tails of it. But now at this point, I'm listening every day. You've got me hooked. It's a great show. It definitely makes my ride home a lot more enjoyable, and it's nice to be able to smile while sitting in traffic. I just want to let you know that I love your show. Thank you.
Big Fatty, what was that, y'all? I have just received an e-letter from my Northeast number one straight boyfriend, Dan. And he says, Big Fatty, I can't believe we forgot our second anniversarium on the 8th of September. That's when I first called in. Put it on your calendar. We mustn't forget it ever again. Love you. And y'all, that was his very first call to the BFO. So, Dan, happy anniversary. I mean, and you could have called in and said that. And went, yes, Big Fatty, but he knows you're backed up like a colon full of cheese. You're backed up with voice letters. Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, since Jimmy Bear has evidently unsubscribed, y'all, we've got a couple of fright. Kerfuffles from Ian out there in La La Land. She says, Big Fatty, how does the Pwn star handle her husband's death? Big Fatty, I don't know. How did she handle her husband's death? Just she took it hard. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. And here's one more. It says, why do they close the bar behind the old coal factory? Big Fatty, I don't know. Why did they close the bar behind the old coal factory? Well, they caught them serving alcohol to minors. Big Fatty, that's a good one. I like that one. I may have to repeat that one. Kind of like your lunch. Oh, dear. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, you know that old crooked hat, Adam Burns? Y'all, he has mailed out all of the prizes to folks that won prizes during the Pride 48 raffle, except for one person. Y'all, it's that Kathy Marshall. She's out there in the San Francisco, and y'all, she won a prize. I don't remember what it was, but she refuses to give her address. Big Fatty, maybe you could fly out there and give it to her. I'd love to do that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the pot is my co-pilot, and Taylor, how do you think about, what do you think of Big Fatty's special chow?
The winner is one Mr. Big Fatty.
Oh, yes. The special chow makes Big Fatty a winner every time.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.